So this is one of those familiar stories which we, I think every time we hear it, though, we probably get something new out of it. If you were hearing it, though, maybe for the first time, you might think, that was a crazy story. In fact, I've had that little bit of experience in our, we have a wonderful Wednesday night Bible study at our church in Bergenfield at Clinton Reformed, a women's Bible study. And recently there's been a woman coming who is of a Jewish background and has never heard any of the gospel stories before the New Testament. And she keeps us on our toes because she asks some really incredible questions. And sometimes we have to think, well, yeah, we just take that for granted. We sound very churchy and we don't even think about what we're saying. She's seeking. And this story came up last week, and she said, well, that sounds like a really exaggerated story. And I thought about it. I said, well, I guess to the new ears, it does. I mean, that Jesus would take two little fishes, as it says, the children, and five loaves of bread, and then be able to feed 5,000 plus people. Again, I don't know. Is it 10,000, maybe 15,000? Because it's only men are only mentioned here. And that's how people were counted. So is this an exaggerated story? It sort of reminded me of when, you know, when we're kids, we play that game, tea table gossip or telephone by whatever name you knew it as. You know, when you sit in a circle and it whispers something in someone's ear, and then by the time it gets all around the room, it's a different story. But something really must have happened here on this day, because all four gospel writers talk about this a little bit different twist. So something really happened here. What was the story? And the verse I want to really point out to you, which I think is at least the piece that I got out of this as I reread this in preparation for the sermon, was verse 16 and then New Revised Standard Version, where it says, they need not go away. This is Jesus responding back to the disciples when they had said to Jesus, you know, it's getting dark, it's getting late, and they're hungry, and we're in a desolate place, so please, Jesus, just send the people away. And so Jesus responds to them very, I think, affirmatively, but gently, they need not go away. You give them something to eat. And we're not sure in this story, we're not sure where the two little fishes and the three loaves came from. In the John's gospel, remember, there's a little boy who they find. But somewhere in the crowd, perhaps they had them, they only gathered up that little bit of food. And then we know the story when Jesus held up the food and prayed about it, and all this food was produced to the point where there's 12 leftover baskets. Well, what do you make of this story? Is it just a crazy story? Is it a story that's exaggerated to tell? You might have a quiz on this, so listen. So what is this story? It's like those multiple choice tests you have in school for all your teachers. You know, the first option is it's a story. It's an exaggerated story to tell maybe Jesus' power. It's a myth. Secondly, perhaps it's a foreshadowing of the Last Supper of communion, which we're going to celebrate today. Perhaps Jesus just wanted us as humans to learn to share with each other. And everyone really did have food that they didn't readily give up, and they shared. Perhaps it's a miracle, though. Perhaps Jesus really did take and make food enough for 5,000 plus people out of two little fishes and three loaves. Perhaps the miracle is to demonstrate Jesus' power. Perhaps the miracle is about teaching us to share and that we have, Jesus calls us to share. So which is it? And your multiple choice tests. What is the purpose of this story? I think it might be all of the above, but particularly the last. It's a miracle to demonstrate Jesus' power, but it's also a miracle to teach us as humans that we need to follow Jesus and that we too have a part in his miracles. So Jesus is the fulfillment of the word. We know that. That's from the story. We are called to participate at the table. Yes, that's true. But we are called to demonstrate our abilities in the service of the Lord, whether it be here in this congregation or in the city of Hackensack or internationally. Whatever we're being called to do, we are called to be a part of that. Now, go back to verse 16. Jesus challenges the disciples, you give them something to eat. And they're probably going, where? There's in the middle of nowhere, there's no food. It's not like nowadays you can hop in your car and run to the store and get something if you have a sudden company. 5,000 plus people, Jesus, are you crazy? Where are we going to get this food from? But he gets them to participate. He helps. Someone went and gathered up those two little fishes and the three loaves. And they were a part of it. And they gathered up the food. They got the people to sit down. They participated in the meal. You know what's amazing about this story and other Jesus' other miracles? There's many miracles, as we know. Like, the other one that comes to mind offhand is like the wedding at Cana. There's so many. All the healing stories. That the ordinary little fishes and loaves can become extraordinary. The ordinary little water becomes wine at the wedding. You never know. You never know what God's going to do, right? We never know. And you're in a new era here in this congregation. You have a new ministry, an exciting new ministry. You're about to embark upon your Labor Day picnic for your community that you're and there's just so many possibilities here in this community. And as long as you're working with Jesus and responding to the call, God will empower that. All you need then is that little bit of faith, that little bit of food perhaps, that little bit of whatever, and God will make great things happen. There's an experiment I read about which sort of cites this, and how, you know how in our society, again, like per my children's sermon, we all have lots of things, especially here in Bergen County, we have lots of things, whether it's toys, or adults have toys too, or CDs, DVDs, books, trips, whatever we have, lots of cars. Well, there was an experiment back in, I believe, in 2004. Maybe some of you read about this as well. It was called Supersize Me. Like, we supersized everything, like at McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's. We can't just get the little fry. We have to get the big fry and not just the little burger, but the big burger and the deluxe burger. And this guy by the name of Morgan Spurlock decided he was going to do a Supersize Me experiment. And he had four rules. You can only eat McDonald's food for a month. And then you had to eat it, though, three meals a day. And you had to eat every item on the McDonald's menu for at least once in that 1 month. And then you couldn't supersize unless the cashier offered. And, of course, then you had to. So I'm sure they did, because they always try to upsell you. You know what happened to this guy? He really got into a very poor health condition pretty quickly. He gained 7 pounds in a week. He gained 18 pounds in 2 weeks. Of course, he had elevated blood pressure. He was in constant indigestion. He had almost had liver failure within 3 weeks. And, of course, had chest pains, and he was irritable, and he was sleepy, and he just felt terribly. Well, you're saying, well, what in the world does this have to do with anything? Well, clearly we don't have to supersize anything, because Jesus can make the extraordinary out of the ordinary. And we can really not feel, we don't have to feel guilty for not maybe participating in all the secular stuff of our society. Rather, just pull back. Because we probably are lagging more than anything on participating fully spiritually. We could say a lot of us struggle with food issues or things, but how many of us could say we're spiritually fed constantly? We always can do more. We only need a little. we only need a little. We need those two fishes and three loaves. And remember, God can make the powerful, the extraordinary out of the ordinary. God can take the bread and the grape juice or the wine, and we celebrate his life and the empowering of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We are fed here at this table. We are fed by the story to go out into the world in service. Remember, all we need is that communion and each other in community, and we can go out in the world and turn the world on its heels along with Jesus. Amen.